This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
Well, they've taken a couple of shots at us in the last week. I'm sure we can still be friends, though. Dan from the Adelaide Mail, good morning.
That is absolutely incorrect, and you know it.
Hey, let's just initially talk about the long weekend just passed. If you got away with the family, I figure we're speaking to you via mobile and stationary traffic. It sounds like you're outdoors.
Yes, still stuck in the York's traffic jam. Looks like it'll be clear by next long weekend, which is, then all the traffic will just be back. We may as well just stay here and turn around.
I can't tell you how many times I drove in the other direction and thought, thank God I'm not going down that way.
No way.
Now, here at ParaFM, Dan, I don't know if you know, but we work very hard to provide the Adelaide Hills, the South Coast and the Murraylands with the best in radio. But an article published on Adelaide Mail last week made it appear that maybe we're not pleasing everyone.
Well, first of all, you're just as good a liar as we are at the Adelaide Mail, because I know you guys don't work that hard at all. But yes, no, you can't please them all the time. That's the thing. And with a station name like Power FM, you know, there's some old crow supporters bolted on who aren't going to be supporting your radio station. That's just the fact of the matter. We ran an article about an older Murray Bridge gentleman called Jerry Attrick, who doesn't really listen to Power FM because it's called Power FM. He also hasn't paid his power bill in about 6 years and won't shop at Sports Power. So maybe it's best you don't have him as a listener or a caller in. You know how they are.
I always appreciate the Adelaide Mail readers getting sucked in, and there were certainly a few that bit on that line. Hey, Adelaide Mail definitely have tickled the fancy of a cultural icon in Victor Harbour, though. Somehow you've taken pride of place on the Granite Island horse-drawn trams.
Yeah, this was sent to us by a reporter from a different newspaper saying that there's actually an article up on the horse drawing right above the COVID check-in as well. So I think we're taking pride of place. They're essentially making everyone read it about the horse-drawn tram being more reliable than 90% of Adelaide Metro buses, which is true. And there's also, you know, far fewer feces on the horse-drawn tram as well, which is a good thing. So shout out to those people there for putting an article up. If anyone from Victor's listening, thank you so much.
We learnt in the last week that the Global Livability Index listed Adelaide as the third most livable city in the world behind Auckland and Osaka. But it's not just the city to be proud of here in SA. You've ranked some of the better places in our great state.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we decided to take a more hyper-local look at where the most livable places in South Australia are to live. Topping the list was Edinburgh North. So just like, regular Edinburgh, but without all the hustle and bustle that goes on there. So good on them.
Oh, so many great places here. Hey, Queen's Birthday Honours, they were handed out this week. Many worthy recipients becoming a member of the Order of Australia, or maybe they've received a medal. Is there any great South Aussies that just missed the cut?
Yeah, look, they copped a bit of flack saying, a lot of these people get these medals for purely just doing their job, which a lot of them are paid very well for. I thought the OAM stood for the Order of the Adelaide Mail, so we've been giving these out left, right and centre. So you guys, if you want to put those at the end of your name, you know, you can feel free to do that as well. And anyone listening, put that at the end of your name. No one will ever question you on it. It's fine. Order of Adelaide Mail for everyone.
I hope Mum's listening right now. This is a really proud moment.
Now, speaking of honours, after AFL great Adam Goods has taken a stance, he's decided not to accept inclusion in the Codes Hall of Fame, another former footballer has surprisingly followed suit.
Yeah, so in solidarity with all the racism and, discrimination that Adam Goods received and wasn't given the respect due from the AFL, and a Crows great and an AOM recipient, Order of the Adelaide Mail recipient, Ian Perry is turning his Hall of Fame nomination down in solidarity and also because he just wasn't nominated at all.
Boy, Ian Perry, I love it. You can catch the best at Adelaide Mail, adelaidemail.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. They're all over the place. Plus, if you check out the horse-drawn trams, you can just get a printed version of their articles. Dan, we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, guys. See you then.